We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome into a Roundtable Tuesday on the PM team. Hour number two. I shouldn't say welcome in because you've already been here if you've been a good little Fonzie listening so far. Arthur Motes, Chris Muller, Andrew Filippone off today. Back tomorrow, however. Craig Riley on the other side as always. I tried to bring Craig on like once or twice today, but he's been busy talking to an intern, so I'm not going to bring him on now. You lost your chance for at least the foreseeable future, Craig. Sorry. We're the PM team, of course, and we are presented by the Chafin Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Mark Caballi of The Athletic is on the hotline right now. Mark has opined in his piece, 15 Steelers Who Helped or Hurt Themselves This Spring. He has a quarterback who hurt his cause this spring. Arthur, would you like to guess before Mark comes on which quarterback hurt his cause this spring? Arrow up or arrow down? This person's arrow down.
Oh, man. Well, looking at that smirk on your face, I feel like it might be Ben Roethlisberger.
I misdirected you.
Oh, man.
Why is Dwayne Haskins' arrow down, Mark? We did this. Now, Mark, full disclosure. Before you answer, full disclosure, and I want to stress this. We brought you on today because the thought of doing this interview with Pony and his known love for Dwayne Haskins, we didn't think we could even get into the interview. We thought it would devolve into a shouting match between the two of you very quickly.
First of all, I would like to say that, Arthur, you are a terrible actor, acting like you did not know what the answer was going to be before he brought it up. They might have some classes at that at the James Madison. You might want to look into that.
You know, I did that because you tried to disturb me when I was working the other day at Heinz Field. You came up behind me. You banging on this window. I mean, if you could have seen how Mark was trying to get my attention and distract me. I'm in the middle of a monologue. You know how you get when you're – I'm delivering this content here.
Oh, yeah.
And yo, I got Mark in the back. He's giving me, it looked like Spider-Man at one point. Then he was making faces. Then he starts to dance. It was a sight to be seen. So that is why I gave you that answer.
He did not even blink.
A true pro, Mark.
If Dwayne Haskins would be able to do half as well as Arthur did with me trying to confuse him, I think he'll be all right. But I don't think that's going to happen. Not this year.
What is it that ultimately made you feel like he didn't help himself with this spring?
The help himself would be in context of being the number two this year, being a guy that some, and maybe you're on one of those guys that's saying if the season gets out of control, maybe throw him in there the last month or so and see what he can do. I mean, I just – nothing I saw from – not.
Is there anything he could have done that would have made you feel this way? I guess that's my real question here is, what could he have done that you didn't see that would have made you feel like, okay, all those thoughts about being the number two or getting thrown in if the season turns into a wasteland are valid thoughts?
Yeah, it's a tough question. I mean, I would just have to compare it to the Hall of Fame 18-year veteran quarterback where there's just a presence about him and his ability to make – throws in that type of an environment that actually Haskins should be able to thrive into, because there's not really the much in the way of, you know, reading defenses, making decisions, going through progression, stuff that you might think he had trouble with at Washington for 2 years. This was just, you know, throwing the ball to the open receiver or to the receiver that you're designated to. But I mean, it just a lot of inaccuracy in my point, which is, putting the ball in a place where you can't catch and run? Can he throw hard? Yeah, sometimes high, sometimes slow. What could he have done? I think he improved himself, as in the way he handled himself and how some of the players and coaches talked about him. I think that's the biggest thing that he needed to work on. Number one is he had to get himself right, or nothing else was going to even matter here. So I think that happened. But consider he can go out there and make throws where you just say, wow, that was impressive. That just did not happen to me. On the run, wasn't very accurate in my mind. And I don't see that getting better when you're putting 11 on 11 onto the field there. So, I mean, I'm not saying that this could not be a guy that can potentially battle for one or two come 2022. But I think 2021, he's a practice squad, learn type of guy, and that's about the only thing that's the best case scenario you're getting from him, from what I was able to see.
Now, I value your opinion a lot, and that's why I'm glad we're having this conversation.
Here's that bad acting again.
No. This is good right here. This is good because the reason I ask is this: a lot of the other media outlets, right, surrounding OTAs and minicamp, we saw they were talking about Haskins in a positive light, right? They were talking about how he impressed and things like that. But to hear, where you're having a difference of an opinion right here, I was just wondering, like, are we feeling like the compliments that we kept hearing for Haskins, is that solely based on the maturity factor and not necessarily the performance factor? Because that was kind of how I was taking it with what you were just saying right here. But I just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page. That's all.
Yeah, here's the thing with this, and I don't want to put any other outlets down or anything to that effect, but
no, please do. That would make for great content for us if you were to do it, especially if it was an outlet that I also didn't like.
Because a lot of people just take what the coaches say and apply it to what they think they might have saw. You know what I'm saying? They don't. A lot of them, I'm not saying all, don't have really a mind of their own. If Mike Tomlin comes out and says, I don't know, Quincy Roche is going to be a great player in this league, guess what? All of a sudden you're writing how Quincy Roche is having a great offseason and he's going to, be a contributor.
So you're saying you're not a robot. You're not beholden to what – you're not going to just take the company line and just regurgitate it for the masses. You, Mark Cabali, are a man apart.
Plus, I try not to read anybody else, not just for the fact of I don't want anybody else's opinion to skewer mine.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So after the fact – so after I made my decision and basically wrote this, right after minicamp, it just ran the other day, but today, I think, then you look back at some of the stuff that people may have said, I'm saying, it's either I'm really wrong or everybody else is following what they've been feeded by, because Mike Sullivan talked well of him, Canada spoke well of him, Tomlin, Deontay Johnson, Ben, they all talked well of him. So that's why, I think the throwing the ball through the car wash helped a lot too.
That's the arm strength.
But to me is, he has to be able to fix what went wrong in Washington, maturity level and everything that else. I think that's the biggest thing. And if you're going strictly based on that, how he presented himself and how he taught, even though he didn't say much, I think at least it seems like he's on the right path right there. And that's, what else can you ask for in 4 weeks of offseason?
Talking with Mark Cabali of The Athletic. He's on the Fan Hotline, brought to you by Workers' Compensation Law Firm of Hall and Capitas. One of the guys, and I don't want to give away your whole piece here, Mark. You worked very hard on it. I know that. But you had a guy whose arrow was pointing up here as Antoine Brooks Jr. And that, here's my thing with what you just said. You're not, and I know you're not parroting what people are telling you, the coaches are telling you and saying, well, that must be the truth. I have heard, and it has almost been like awkward. I think it started with Arthur last week mentioned this guy's name, and then we heard other people mentioning his name, like conspicuously mm-hmm. so. It feels a little bit like the movie Mean Girls, like the Steelers, instead of making fetch happen, they're trying to make Antoine Brooks slot cornerback happen or defensive weapon happen. So why do you actually have the arrow up on him from what you've seen?
I have a little issue because I never viewed him as a slot corner last year. He came in. We obviously didn't see him in OTAs and all that stuff because there wasn't any. He was a safety. Mm-hmm. He didn't really dress much. He had a really down year. But then you look more of his college tape and you see that fits in pretty seamlessly of what the Steelers are able to do. They throw him out there, and that's where you're putting it together, you know, of one and one and getting through to this guy could be the type of player that, you know, that can produce like Mike Hilton does, because he basically has the same skill set mm-hmm. as Mike Hilton. You can see him move out there. Now, I think his arrow's up. Now, that could change really quickly once he gets out there because, I mean, Arthur, you know this more than anybody because you play next to this guy. That position is not easy.
Not at all.
That slot position, you need to have a skill set of being able to cover fast guys, big mm-hmm. guys, tall guys, guys can block. Not only that, is you have to be very smart because a lot of those motions, there's different calls off that motion of what your responsibility is. You have to really know what you're doing compared to, say, an outside corner like Joe Hayden.
And something that you were hitting on about having to be smart at the nickel cornerback position, you're the one that initiates that conversation as well. And that's something that if you're not 100% right, if you're not confident in your ability mentally and physically, that it can make the whole defense fall over, because you got to be the guy that's determining if it's a tight bunch, if it's a loose bunch, if it's 3-by-1, how do we want to play this coverage? So without a doubt, it's a ton of responsibility.
Yeah, but on the flip side of that, you look at Mike Hilton. He came in as a rookie in Jacksonville, got cut, spent cup of tea in New England, came here, mid-season, practice mm-hmm. squad, had the whole offseason, and he jumped in, you know, head first and really grabbed it pretty quickly. So, I mean, you look at that timeline, he had basically the same amount of time as Antoine Brooks had to be able to get, you know, comfortable with it. So it's not mm-hmm. impossible to learn.
Very true. Very true. And I will say one of the things that benefited Mike Hilton largely was having Will Gay here too. Will Gay really took him under his wing. Being able to see that dynamic play out helped Mike Hilton a lot. But going back to that quarterback room, right? Because we were talking about Haskell a little while.
I had to go back to that just for a second. Yes.
So we understand that Haskins did not have the same level of impact that the other reports were putting out there. But what I wanted to ask you was this: how does that impact other guys in that QB room? Josh Dobbs, Mason Rudolph. What does that mean for them after you being able to see, being able to see Haskins throughout this period?
Yeah, I think it's pretty hard. I think it's going to be pretty hard for Dobbs to make the team barring injury. I mean, that doesn't mean he's not going to find his way on an expanded practice squad. But if you're paying Mason Rudolph $5 million, and you might not have a quarterback next year, you better keep him around, right? I mean, Haskins, you're not going to be able to tell much after training camp. Basically, you go and hide as a third quarterback, right? You just talk to the and prepare with the quarterback coach of like you're going to play, so you're probably not going to see much. So you're not going to really get a good feel on him until next year at this time. So I think that's what it does right there, and you just – you know, let Ben do what he does and have Mason at number two, have Haskins at number three, and hopefully you can keep Dobbs as a practice squad guy so you can, you know, use him in emergency if he needs to be brought up or somehow bring him back for next year if Roethlisberger is able to leave. But I can't see any much change, barring injury, like I said, with the 1-3 in that quarterback room come September.
Mark, last one for you, just since it's current events, obviously, in the NFL, anybody you've talked to, your sources, the people, you know, around the team that you're in touch with somewhat regularly, did you get any, like, text people opining just freely about Carl Nassib and that story and what you think over on for your own part that means for the league moving forward?
I haven't heard much. I thought it was going to be a bigger, you know, deal than what it really is, but I think, you know, we're in 2021 now. I don't think this is really that big of a deal as in, you know, in the locker room or people saying, oh my goodness, or whatever. You know, my reaction was, oh, good for him. Okay, how's the Raiders going to be? You know, and I'm sure he hopes that same type of feeling is around the league. So I don't know if that could be said maybe 5-10 years ago.
I think the Michael Sam thing paved what was a very bumpy road for him. Like, it would be my opinion. And yesterday it helped that the NCAA got dunked on, and that's something,
seriously,
you know, people of all political affiliations, races, creeds, and colors can enjoy, is the NCAA getting thrown in the trash can 9-0.
To be honest with you guys, I don't know, you know, if last year at this time or 18 months ago at this time, it wouldn't have been come across as a different feeling globally than right now. But I don't, you know, a lot of things has happened
right
over the past 2 years. The last thing anybody's worried about is sexual orientation in my book. I mean,
can you rush this
can
passing?
Play or not
can
play?
Stop the
run? That's how I would look at it.
Right.
Can you play? Can you not play?
Yep.
And that's what goes with everybody. What else you do after you step out of there, you know, go ahead. I don't really care. I mean, you shouldn't care what I do. I shouldn't care what you do.
Mark Cabali at The Athletic. Yes?
And one last thing.
Yes?
Arthur, thanks for the invite to the golf tournament. Oh. Appreciate it. It was really, really well worth it. It's a wonderful thing you did, and I'm glad to be a part of that.
All I'm going to say is this, Mark, I thought you were going to be too busy to show up, baby. That was the thing. I know that you like to work hard. I know Trey
Arthur
Turner
fears
has
rejection, rejection, and he thought he might just get, like, the prom rejection from
Look,
you.
Mosey,
that kind of deal.
When they
just,
said
no,
that
sorry,
Trey Turner,
I'm busy.
Trey Turner visited. I said, Mark is going to be all over this story. He doesn't have time to golf with little old me. But trust me on this one, Mark. Next year? Oh, next year. Now that I know that you got time for little old Arthur Motes? Oh, yes, sir. We rolling the red carpet out for you, baby.
Well, coming
yeah,
up.
I hear that celebrity softball tournament coming in, July 2.
Oh, funny you should ask that, Mark. On July 17th at Wild Things Park, the Washington Wild Things will present the Three Rivers Celebrity Softball Game hosted by former Pitt All-American and NFL player Doran Dickerson.
Boom.
Part of the proceeds at the event will benefit the Hayward House. Other participants include Julius Page, Zach Banner, and
all
more.
These names, all these big names.
All the details and ticket information at 937thefan.com.
See, Mark, I just happen to know the important
people.
Did I
just take part in the live read?
You definitely did.
Kind
definitely
of,
did.
Yes. Right. Thank you, Mark.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.